This is the Tiger 102.75.
Samut Prakant's provincial court yesterday handed down sentences of 4 years imprisonment to the former Saraburi police prosecutor and two female civilians over their attempt to smuggle 21 rhino horns worth 49 million baht into the country through Suvarnabhumi Airport last March. The three were granted temporary release on bail of 200,000 baht each, pending their fight against the ruling at the appeal court level. They were found guilty of related charges, including colluding to bring controlled or prohibited items into the country by avoiding customs procedures and bringing into Thailand an endangered wildlife carcass without permission. They were each sentenced to 4 years in jail without suspension. The Thai tourism minister says it's time for an upgrade of Thai street food. Wirasat Kalsurat says he will hold talks with the Public Health Minister and the BMA on how to upgrade the quality of dishes sold by street vendors in the capital. He's revealed plans to bring together stakeholders to discuss how to ensure street foods are hygienic by offering advice on how to store ingredients and how to properly clean utensils. Wirasat says his ministry will also work with local municipalities to boost the quality of street food in other provinces around the country. He says the tourism ministry will launch an awareness campaign for tourists explaining the characteristics of each dish to help them get the most out of eating on the street. Wirasat says there is approximately 103,000 street food outlets around Thailand. And a public prosecutor in the Foreign Affairs Department says that Thai police have made no progress at all in the case of fugitive police killer Vorayat Vovidya. The youngest son of Chalom Vovidya, the 68-year-old owner of the Red Bull drinks empire, is wanted for driving his Ferrari into a policeman in September 2013. The officer attached to the Tonglo station was dragged under the wheels of the supercar and killed. The Foreign Affairs Department says since urgent requests from prosecutors to the Royal Thai Police back in April, his department has received no further news. They only know that 6 months back, the fugitive was known to be in England. The Phoenix was hoisted up on land yesterday morning. It's now sitting on the hard stand at the Ratanachai shipyard in Rasada as important evidence for the forthcoming court cases. The manager of the Ratanachai shipyard said the boat was brought up at high tide. Officers are now starting their investigation of the boat. No entry or photos are allowed during the investigation phase. There were also many shipworms found on the boat after its 4 months underwater. When the boat arrived on land, another Buddhist ceremony was held for the 47 victims. Enthusiasts are seeking permission to fly 64,000 lanterns tomorrow night at Loy Krathong in Chiang Mai, despite a nationwide ban on lanterns. The Chiang Mai Provincial Administration has imposed strict regulations on the release of flying lanterns into the sky, as well as on the sale and ignition of firecrackers and fireworks on Loy Krathong Day. But there's been several requests from private and public sectors for permission to release more than 64,000 flying lanterns. Under the current regulations, any release of flying lanterns needs prior approval from local authorities. So depending on the outcome of that request, you'll either see none or lots of lanterns in Chiang Mai tomorrow night. And a man allegedly strangled his wife to death and then held his two children hostage in Krabi yesterday. Police soldiers and rescue workers arrived to discover an angry and upset 34-year-old. He was locked in the house with his 4- and 8-year-old children, along with his dead wife. Police took 3 hours to negotiate with the man from outside the house until he opened the window and released his 8-year-old boy to the police. He still kept his 4-year-old daughter with him as negotiations continued. Eventually, soldiers rushed the house through a window and captured the man. He was taken to the local police station. His 4-year-old daughter was traumatized, but otherwise okay. The man later tested positive for drugs. Police believe that the man's wife had died at least 10 hours before the body was recovered.